Today being the fourth day of Ramadan, 1445 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 14th day of March, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of the Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with the Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 24th ayah of Surah Fussilat. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Olatunde, will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zare.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره المختار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا بهذا القرآن والقوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون After the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has recited the Quran to these Arabs particularly the leaders of the Arabs, and they saw the surpassing eloquency of the Quran, the convincing verses of the Quran, and the strength of the message. They have now tried to ask the Prophet to lead his message so that they could give to him whatever he desires, whether it's chieftaincy he desires, or his wishes he desires, or his women he desires. The Prophet has refused all those. What is left for them now is to try to convince others not to listen to it. What they did is now to arrange that how can they stop others from listening to it? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُونَ The one that does not believe in Allah, but disbelief in the message of the Prophet of Allah and the Prophet, they said, La tasma'u li hadha al-Qur'an. Don't listen to this Quran. Wal gaw fihi. What you do is to say words that can useless words that will take people's mind off it. Wal gaw fihi la'allakum taglibun. By that you may be able to become the ones that win at the end of the day. Here Lagu is any statement that has no sensible meaning. Like you see most of the singers, when they are singing, they say useless things. But people follow them despite the fact that what they are saying has no meaning. So they now ask children and people that have no common sense to go, whatever the Prophet is reciting the Quran, particularly in the Haram, they should go ahead and be shouting and be making noise and be doing other things. All these things are very dangerous. Until today, what these people did is still happening. People want to find a way to make sure that the message of Allah is not heard. Whatever the message of Allah is being discussed, whether it's in the mosque or in the conferences, you find they are either having a negative media about it, or they are at the same time broadcasting something that is opposite to what is being said. If you don't want to listen to the message of Allah, then you shouldn't also block it. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. This reading that is being used to take people of apostasy from idol worship and bring them to the worship of Allah, the only one Allah, what you can do is to be making statements that are meaningless. Songs, shouting, covering your ears, that way you don't hear the reading, that is the Quran, let alone to believe in it. If you do that, then you shall, at the end of the day, be the one that will win the war.
فَلَنُذِيقَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
وَلَنُذِيقَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is saying here, those that disbelieve and go ahead and do this, what will be their own punishment? وَلَنُذِيقَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. We are going to make sure that those that disbelieve, they taste punishment that is very severe. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Just like they did not only stop listening, they first of all to stop listening, we are going to reward them with the worst of their own work. So whoever is doing evil should remember, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, they did not only disbelieve, وَصَدُّوا, they also block people from the path of Allah. This is whom their work is null and void. Allah said, we are going to punish them with the worst of the work that they were used to doing in this world.
ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ لهم فيها دار الخلد جزاء بما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون.
ذلك جزاء أعداء الله النار لهم فيها دار الخلد جزاء بما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون. الله said, ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ. The enemies of Allah, that is going to be their punishment. دَارُ الْخُلْدِ, ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ. النار, what is this punishment? النار, that is fire. It's going to be there for them. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ النار. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ النار لَهُمْ فِيهَا دَارُ الْخُلْدِ. They are going to stay there forever. That will be their house of abode. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. This is a punishment, a reward for denying our Quran, our verses, our proofs. جُهُود يجهدون is when somebody knows the truth and deliberately refuses to accept it and fight it, then you say جُهُود. It's like he has known the truth, but he doesn't want to leave his position out of pride or the group he belongs to. There are several times you discuss with some non-Muslims, after they listen to you, then they admit that what you are saying is correct. But they said no, at this stage they cannot leave their religion. One day a Christian told me, after we had a lengthy discussion, he said, but look at my age. At this age, that he is like a dry fish, it is difficult for him to start bending. But he would rather stay like that. So, but when he stay like that, the end is not going to be good for him. Because the way you understand God is an abuse. You cannot see, somebody cannot see you and see your car. It's a very beautiful car. And it tells you, your car is very beautiful. Your car looks like you. This is an abuse. Your car is beautiful, yes, you have spoiled the car. The car looks like you. It's an abuse. The creations of Allah are creations of Allah. You cannot say creations of Allah, they look like Allah. No, they are creations of Allah. That's it. That's why the Prophet, he is the best of the creations of Allah, but he's not the son of Allah. If you say Allah has a son, then look at your own son. If you say Allah has a partner, then look at your own partner. If you have a son, you wish that your son should do exactly what you can do and even better. If God has a son, this son will come to us, build his own world, and take us to go and see the world he has built. But not that he will be like us. Any prophet that has come to this world, from Jesus Christ, Moses, Abraham, Uzairu, all of them, they look like us the way we look now. With our eyes, they are the same kind of eyes, the same kind of head, and they have the limitations. They have to eat food before they can be strong. They can't wake up and just say, we'll not eat food forever. This person cannot be God. Yes, they can be excellent servants of God because of their seriousness and piety, because they are prophets. Therefore, these people that are denying God, after knowing the writing, their punishment will be a very bad punishment. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا دَارُ الْخُلْدِ. When they enter this hell, they are going to be there forever, because they sinned against Allah. The punishment of a sin is according to where the sin was committed. A person who hissed, you are talking to him in front of his friend, and he hissed in front of his friend when the friend was talking, the punishment is not much. The friend will just be annoyed. I'm talking and you are hissing. But what if he hissed in front of his father? Is it the same punishment? What if he hissed in front of a king? Is it the same punishment? Where you are dictate the punishment. Allah is infinite. And when you offend Allah, an offense that is capital, and you did not repent, then your punishment too is infinite. When you obey Allah and your obedience to Allah is the such that Allah is pleased with it, then your reward is also from Allah. Since Allah is infinite, your reward is infinite.
وقال الذين كفروا ربنا أرنا الذين أضلانا من الجن والإنس نجعلهما تحت أقدامنا ليكونا من الأسفلين.
وقال الذين كفروا ربنا أرنا الذين أضلانا من الجن والإنس نجعلهما تحت أقدامنا ليكونا من الأسفلين. When all of them has now entered hell, Dar al-Khuld, they have now entered hell and they are there forever. Out of annoyance, they will call unto Allah now. وقال الذين كفروا ربنا, those that disbelieve and are now in hell, they said to Allah, ربنا, our Lord, أيضا الذين, show us these two people, Adallana, that caused us to go astray from the path, min al-jinni wal-insi, out of the demons and out of mankind. Min al-huma ta'da qadamina, so we can put them underneath our feet and put our feet on them. We are kuda min al-asfalin, so they can be the ones that are below and at the worst and receiving the worst of the punishment. Here, every time you see somebody in this world, he did not just jump to this world. He is a product of two people, a father and a mother. This father and a mother give birth to him. He too will give birth to children. This is how it goes. The same thing when you see people on the correct path, somebody assisted in guiding him to that correct path. If you ever see somebody in the wrong path, drilling away, somebody also pushed him to that. So when people go to hell, in hell they are going to ask Allah to show them those that were the reasons for them to be in hell. And man sanna sunnatan hasanatan falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamati. Wa man sanna sunnatan sayyi'atan falahu wizruha wa wizru man amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamati. Whoever does good, and this good has become a tradition that people are copying, he will have the reward of it up to the day of judgment. The same thing with evil. The person will have the punishment of it up to the day of judgment. So those who that started evil as a whole, they will take responsibility for all the evil of all those that came after them. The first person to disobey Allah is Satan. Why? He said, "Ana khairun minhu. Halaktani min nairin wa halaktahu min teen." I am better than the person you asked me to prostrate to. Allah asked him to prostrate to Adam. Wasajadu illa iblisa abu. All the angels they prostrated except Iblis, he refused. So he was the first to bring pride as a reason for disobedience. So till today, most people refuse to follow the correct path out of pride. Then the next person to commit the grievous sin on earth after people came to earth is the son of Adam, Cain. Cain killed his brother because of the issue of a woman. And he was the first to kill. Because of that, from that day, anybody that killed, the punishment, he has the punishment, and he came to have a share of that punishment. So these are the two people. So some ulama said, Arina al-Lazaini. Al-Lazaini here, the two of them here, is Satan and Cain. The people said, no, it's what Allah said. Arina al-Lazaini adallana min al-insu wa jinn. It's out of the jinn and out of the mankind that they will be the ones below, and people will be stepping on them, and they will be in hell with them. Yakuna min al-asfalin. That in hell, they are the ones that are in the bottommost part of the hell.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. Allah Ta'ala has his tradition. It's not like we here that we are so negligent. When the Quran is being recited, we don't even listen, let alone to pay attention. The Sahabat, whenever the Quran is being recited, you find them, their mind is trembling, their body is tearing up out of fear that these words are words that are coming from the Prophet of Allah, and these are words of Allah. So Allah has been talking about the punishment of those that refuse to believe in Allah, and that fear is much in them. So that's why immediately after Allah talks of punishment, he will quickly follow it with the reward. So Allah is now saying, not everybody is going to go to hell. Inna lazina qalu rabbuna allahu thumma istaqamu. Those that said, indeed, our Lord that is bringing us up, training us, that is making, we are listening to do what we are doing, is Allah. So mastakamu, they did not stop there. All they are asked to do, they stand up to do it. تنزل عليهم الملائكة. These ones, angels will descend on them and come to them to give them glad tidings. What will the angels be telling them? Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Don't have any fear. Don't have any sadness. Wabshiru and have good news. Wabshiru, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Wabshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Have good news of paradise that you have been promised is awaiting you. Like we said before, these two things is what everybody is looking for in this world. And the best way to get it is what Allah said now. Inna lazina qalu rabbuna Allahu. You say, Allah is my Lord. The name of Lord, who is training you? Who is educating you? Who is educating you? Is this Satan that is educating you? Or is Allah that is educating you? The other day was explained, education starts from the womb. The mother alone is in charge. Until you are given birth to, the mother is still in charge. Until after breastfeeding, then you are weaned. Then the father comes in. Then you get to the age of 7. The father continues it. He takes it to school. Your teacher in the school continues. Until you get to the age of 14, the teacher will have finished. He gives it to somebody that will show you how to live a life. If it's a woman, to the husband. If it's a man, himself will be under his parents as he's been managed to see how life is up to the age of 21, and all human beings will have finished from training you. And you are now to take Allah as your sole educator and the Prophet as your sole educator. In this particular situation now, I said that is why when you come to the classroom of Allah, which is 5 times in the prayer, you tell Allah and declare that it is Him alone you worship. Iyyaka na'budu. And you seek that Allah should assist you. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. And you ask Allah to show you one thing, educate you on the path you are following. Ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. Then Allah will ask the Prophet to recite the Quran. That is the only complete education that you can have to you. And when he recites it to you, you have to listen. And when you listen, you come back and make this view to Allah, to ascertain to Allah that Allah cannot make any mistake. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. In your ruku'u. This is it. So, inna lazina qalu Rabbuna Allahu. So those that say, La ilaha illallah, they are the one that said, Rabbuna Allah. Our educator, our Lord is Allah. Is that the only thing they do? No. Allah says, do this, they do it. Don't do this, they don't do it. Summa istaqamu, that's istiqamah. The first step is tawbah. Leave whatever you are doing and go to the path of Allah. The next step is istiqamah, be upright. Whatever Allah asks you to do is what you do. That's why in another place Allah said, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. The awliya of Allah, there is no fear, they don't have any fear. And there is no sadness. Why? Because they believe and they fear Allah. That's why here Allah is also telling us, just like in the first, Kul innama ana basharun mislukum, yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahun wahid, fastaqimu ilayhi wastaghfiruhu. Fastaqimu ilayhi wastaghfiruhu. So when you find some people coming together all the time, or being with, always seeking istighfar, is in obedience to what Allah says, do. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Istaqamu tatnazzalu alayhim al-malaikatu. Then angels come to these people. When did angels come to them? During their lifetime, when they are dying, after they are dead, in their grave, after they stand up from the grave, and until they get to Allah, these angels are there all the time. Because there are angels that are with you all the time. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ تَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ يَمِينِي وَعَنِ شِمَالِي قَعِيدٌ مَا أَلْفَظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ مُحْتَسِبٌ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. All the time there are two angels with you. One is writing all the good you did, the other one is writing the evil you did. But if you make istighfar,
before the evening, whenever you do something good, quickly the one on the right will write the good thing you have done. When you do evil, the one on the left wants to write it, the one on the right says, no, don't write it. That's where he will make istighfar. He will seek forgiveness of Allah before we move. And when they come in the morning, they leave in the evening. And they are exchanged by two others that will come in the evening and leave in the morning. So if you make istighfar, then he doesn't write it. If you don't make istighfar, he goes ahead and writes it. These two of them were our chief. When you are going, the person is going to die, and he's one of those that said, and it's among this group, then the angel will come to him. He sees that you are going to die. You are in a state of worry. So don't worry. Don't worry. Before that, before this time, you don't know us. You will now be seeing them clearly because you didn't see them in your life before. Who are you people that you are telling me not to worry? That I have no problem. We are the ones that we have always been with you. You have been a good servant. So before they come that day when he's going to die, they will have taken permission from Allah. You have been a good servant. You are not from us on earth. You did not allow us our work to be difficult. We are the ones whenever you are in fear, a state of fear, we make your heart to be stable. Today you are going to today is the best day of your life. You are going to meet with Allah. Don't worry. Then, if the man was having serious pain and he was complaining of the pain, suddenly you will find that he's not feeling pain. Now that the pain is not there, they will bring the mirage of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This mirage is what the Prophet used in going to the firmament. It's the most beautiful in Allah's creation. As they are wondering about the beauty of it, they don't feel the pain again. That's how they continue to be looking at it, and this angel of death is removing the soul gently, gently, gently. Ruhun wa rayhanun wa jannatun na'im. And as the soul is being removed, you find the eyes is following it, and still looking, and people say, he's getting well, he's dying. He dies, the eyes are open, looking up. The idea of Allah, most of them, if they die, this is how you see them. They are dying, the eyes are open, they are following up, and it's open. And somebody has to come and close the eyes. But a person who has been doing evil, the partners will come, you evil man, all the time you give us problem. You'll be doing evil work. You will not be able to write it thinking you will make it so far. You will not do it. At the end of the day, we have to write so many things about you that you have done that so far. Today we are dying. The angel of death will give him a big hit. He will cry. The cry is so much that it's beyond the frequency of the hearing of the human mind. Prophet Muhammad said, if the human being was to hear it, he will die immediately out of the strength of the sound. And the person will die in a phenomenal state and he will be taken back to Allah. May Allah save all of us. So this is how Allah is telling us, be, believe in Allah and be upright. When angels that are with you, they are there with you. You may see them in this world before you die, even before your death. In another place, فَصَبِّتُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah will tell them, when you are in trouble, or you are in, that they should make your hearts to be cool. And you find out suddenly you are calm in the face of a very difficult situation. Then your enemies that are unbelievers, Allah will put fear in them. That's why the Prophet said, Nusib to the rope, Nasirat al-Shahar. I'm assisted with dreadful fear that goes a month before I come. Muslims, we have no weapon, but the unbelievers are still afraid of us. Why? Because of this our faith. Innadina kalobullah to mustakawatanu, what should be genetic let you consume to Adin. The paradise that you have been promised, you are going to get it. Don't have any fear. Don't have any sadness.
نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون.
ما نهواها لكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون. When the Muslim who is upright, who believes in Allah, is telling these angels, I don't know you, where are you from? You tell him, Man awliya kum bil hayati dunya, we have been the ones that are with you in your world. Man awliya kum bil hayati dunya wa bil akhirati, and we shall also be there for you in the hereafter. When you are crossing all your activities, we shall be there to support you. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. When you get to the hereafter, all that you are craving for, to see, to eat, to hear, to accompany with, you are going to get it. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And anything you request from Allah, or whatever is your request, Allah will grant it automatically.
نزلا من غفور رحيم.
نزلا من غفور رحيم. All this paradise, all these good things you find in your grave and that of paradise is nuzulan, is prosperity and enjoyment that Allah has prepared for you before you even got there. You will go into it now. Min Ghafurin Rahim, from the one that all the forgiveness you have been seeking, he is one who has been forgiving you. All the time you have been making salat on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is one who has been sending his rahmah on you. But when you make salat on the Prophet, Allah's rahmah will continue to be on you. Nuzlan min Ghafurin Rahim.
ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين.
نور الله من غفور رحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look, if these people are getting this much reward, don't be surprised. The hereafter, ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر في قلب بشر قط. The hereafter, you will see beauty, astonishing things that the eyes have never seen. You will hear voices, beautiful speeches, things that your ears want to hear, that your ears have never heard. Your heart will be filled with happiness, the like of your thought has never seen. So, don't ask why. Why? Because these people, they have one work they were doing. What is the work? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا. Who is better in speech than this person? مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ, but calls to Allah. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and does righteous work. وَقَالَ, and in all this he says this, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, I'm one of those that submit completely to Allah. لَا أَحَدْ, nobody is better than this person. Because Allah is telling us now that the best people are those that call to Allah. If Allah has given you the picture, the form of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it means your form is supposed to call to Allah. At all times, Allah has addressed the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his community as the best of community. Why? The kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnasi. You are the best of a nation that Allah has brought out for mankind. Why? Kuntu khara ummati ukhrijat linnas. Why? Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Because you enjoin people to do what is known as good, and you restrain people and discourage people from doing what is known as bad, and you believe in Allah. This is exactly what Allah is saying. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ They call to Allah, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا And they are doing righteous deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ I am one of those that submit completely to Allah. That's why the best religion is the religion of Hanif. That is of natural disposition. That is the religion of Ali Ibrahim that the Prophet was asked to follow. Here, who are those that call to Allah? The Prophet Laslama has told us in Surah Al-Asr. He said, وَالْأَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنْسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ From here, which is all Muslims, everybody, wherever you are supposed to call to Allah. You can't say, I don't have anything to call to Allah. No. Because Allah said, everybody is at a loss. Except the one that have faith, does righteous work, and then enjoin people to do good. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. In Arab place, Allah is saying, have patience, enjoin people to have patience, and be persistent in your work so that you don't lose the good work you have done. Then fear of Allah. Everybody is supposed to call to God. But there are those that permanently they are seen to be calling to God. In Islam, after becoming a Muslim, the best work that you do is Salah. Who calls us to Salah? The Muazzin. That's why the Muazzin is a person who is known to call to Allah. If a Muazzin calls Azan for 7 continuous years, for the sake of Allah, earth will never be able to eat him. If he is buried, the earth will not eat him. Because of this. Then, Khairukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamahu. The best of you is one that learns the Qur'an and teaches it. Anybody teaching the Quran, you are calling to God. Anybody that is doing righteous work, wherever you are also calling to God. Everybody says, this person is a righteous person. He's a Muslim. Then those that go to jihad, they are also calling to God. Then those that are doing tarbiyah for children, they are also calling to God. Those that are doing tarbiyah for the souls of men, they are also calling to God. So each at his level. But in reality, only one person is calling to God. Who is that? Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the only one. He is the only one that is praiseworthy in his work, is praiseworthy in his action, is praiseworthy in his statement, is seen in everything of his. When you see him, you know that this person must be following. So every other person who is calling to God, you are doing it in assisting him, like an ansar. So when you are calling to God, when you are an imam, when you are preaching, you are assisting the prophet. You have to carry the habit of the prophet. You can't take another habit. You have to wear the cloth of the prophet. You can't wear another cloth. You have to have the patience of the prophet. You can't have another patience. So the prophet is the only one that is calling to God. Why is he the only one calling to God? Because he's the only one that knows God. Nobody knows God. Any other person came to meet the prophet. The prophet, whatever he tells you of God is to the limit which you know God. This Quran, the whole of it, Allah said, we made it easy for them with your tongue. So the extent the tongue of the prophet brought is what we know. The prophet is the prophet. He is not God. You cannot make any mistake to call him God. He is a created being. But among the created beings, he is the best. وهو الآية الكبرى للمعتبرين وهو النعمة العظمى للمقتنين in all the signs of Allah, in all the miracles of Allah, you yourself are a miracle of Allah. Don't you see yourself when you wake up? How did you wake up? You stand up, your eyes are able to see. You see colors. You breathe. You eat. You taste. You feel. This is not miracle enough. And all this for is thousands of cells in your body, veins, blood vessels, all of them working at the same time, serving you. Are you the one keeping it, maintaining it? Allah is the one maintaining it. Oxygen is entering your body, regenerating your body. Just now you are sleeping. If somebody was to pass, a child was to pass and touch your head, you don't know. You just woke up now. Then you look, Allah, the Prophet said, when he wakes up in the night, the first thing he normally does is either to pray to Allah using لله ملك السماوات والارض والله على كل شيء قدير ان في خلق السماوات والارض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات للألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات ربنا ما خلقت هذا بات سبحانك وقنا عذاب النار. You have to look at the creations of Allah. These are enough, they are not enough miracles for you to study. Someone has to come and perform 419 before you. No. You yourself, you are a miracle. But out of the miracles, all ayat al-kubra bi mu'tabirin, the biggest of it in this world and hereafter is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ni'mat al-uzma bi mu'tabirin. If you want favor from Allah, the biggest favor you can get is the Prophet himself. That's why you make salati on him as much as you can. You recite the Quran as much as you can. We find our fathers in those days, they don't understand the Quran, but they love the Quran, they love the Prophet. They memorize the Quran, they continuously recite it, they don't understand it. Because the Quran has outside meaning, outward meaning, inward meaning, it's blessed. It's like the food you are taking. You will be taking food, you don't understand the chemistry of that food. But it will still work in your body. That's how the Quran is. Recite it, whether you understand it or not, it has its chemistry in your body, in your soul. So one asan kaulan, there is no person that is better in statement, liman da'a ila Allah, that knows that he's calling to Allah. And if you do that, then you become, you'll be among the community of the Prophet at the time of the Prophet. That community that Allah looked at and was so happy. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Look at a, today a nation of people. They have started as pagans, started having no knowledge, started not knowing physics, chemistry, biology, not knowing what is compassion. Today, they are so compassionate, they are so fearful of Allah. You have Medina of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no stealing, nobody is hungry, no lady is there that is not married, no orphan is not taken care of, no widow is not taken care of, there is peace, people are happy. They come out in the morning, pray to Allah, go to their work, go to their trade, go to their farm, travel, go and come back, pay the car, do all this, and they are happy. And they are going to good. Allah was so happy, he said, Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of a nation. Because to be a good nation is not a question of skyscrapers, overhead bridges. This is not it. It's that human being's dignity is taken to the peak. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Chain of Adam, I have given them dignity. But to be the most dignified, إِنَّا أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, is that you have to be most pious. Piety was at its peak at the time of the Prophet. So if you call to Allah, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and you follow it with your work, and you tell people wherever you are, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Don't be an apologetic Muslim. You are in a place, it's time for Salah. Because you have people that are there who are not Muslims. You want to show that you are the one that know what rubbish. Tell them, it is time for Salah. I am a Muslim. Our Sheikh Imam Hassan used to tell us that there were people that went for interview one day in London for a walk. Among them were Muslims. This particular Muslim, when they were asking each Muslim that come, we cannot take you because you Muslims, when it is time You say you are going to pray, you abandon your work. And they will all promise that no, they will not abandon the work. They will do their prayer in the town. Until this particular one came, this one said, how can I abandon my prayer because of your work? I'm doing your work because of my religion. Because my religion asked me to be upright, not to tell lies, to work and feed with my own handiwork. So if I betray my religion, then what is in your work for me? Then said the president, the chairman of Interreligion, said, so when it is time for prayer, what are you going to say? I will go and do my prayer. When I come back, I will do your work between me and God. I will not disappoint Allah in anything I do. Then the man said, this is the person we are going to take. If he is trusted between him and God, then he will be trusted between him and us. So it's very important for you, anywhere you are, declare that you are a Muslim. Except saying that if it will bring you harm that can cost your life. But just because somebody says, it's time for Allah, go and pray. It's month of Ramadan. Tell people, month of Ramadan, we have to take our work halfway. Where you have the authority, and we have the authority in our country. This is what we are not doing, and we are all running in a haste, and we are getting nowhere. Go to the road. Everybody is on a top speed. Where are they going? Nowhere. We don't even know where they are going. Everybody wants to make money. Why? Let us all stand up to go to Allah, to believe in Allah, to worship Allah, to work to feed ourselves, to clothe ourselves, to find abud. Allah will give it to us. And Allah will not allow non-entities to come and betray us. May Allah assist all of us.
ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم.
ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. Allah says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسْنَةُ وَلَا سَيِّئَةُ. What is good and excellent? What is evil and bad? They can never be the same thing. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي. They cannot be on the same page. إِفَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Therefore, repel always with what is best. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ. Then this one that in between you and him there is enmity, كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. He will end up as if he is your bosom friend. So what Allah is telling us here is that we have to be of the best character. The Prophet of Allah said, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to perfect characters for people. أَبْدَبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَسَى تَعْدِيدِي. Rabbi, the one that is training me, abjabani, he educated me, and I'm well educated. See, today Allah is the one educating us. In your ruku, you declare that. In your sujada, you declare that. But follow what Allah is saying, and you'll be one of the most educated. Yes, said, what is this education? Anta'afu amman zalamaka, watuti man haramaka, وَتَصِلَ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ. That you overlook the one that has done evil to you. You give to the one that refuses you. And that you visit the one that cuts it away from you. This is it. وَلَوْ لَا رَغَبَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَزًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَا انْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah said, if not that you are a message from Allah and you came down for them, it will have been difficult for them. If you are somebody who is very rigid, look at this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will be in Salah. He says, I am thinking of reciting a long surah. And when I start, I hear a child crying and I think of the mother and I shut in my prayer. This is the Prophet. Not just know I will read very long surah. No. When you are doing what you are doing, your rigidity should be controlled with passion. That's why if somebody has done evil to you, Allah said, it far be let you hear Asa. What is better than what he has done? Use that to defend it. Not this person has done me, then I will revenge. Anybody who you see that is always in the habit of revenging is ignorant. وَأَمُرْ بِالْأُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah says, enjoin on what is known to be good and turn away from the ignorant people. When an ignorant person talks to you, don't say you must reply him. Well, because an ignorant person does not understand your reply. But if somebody who is a reasonable person and misunderstands you, then you reply him with wisdom. إِدْءُ إِلَىٰ سَبِيلَ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْئِذَةُ الْحَسَنَةِ. Always when you are going to call to Allah or to the path of Allah, call with wisdom and with preaching that is good. Not by abusing people. Not by being rude to people. This one will not assist you. That's why Allah is telling us here, لا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة إلا بالتي هي أحسن. If you continue to be doing good to somebody who is doing bad to you, a time will come, he will be the best person and closest to you.
وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ.
وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. Nobody will meet with this position, this praiseworthy position, except the one that is patient. Nobody will meet with this great position except the one that has a big virtue with Allah. Allah ذو حظ عظيم. Except the one that Allah has given a good portion to in this world and the hereafter. So we should try our best to be patient, which means at the end of it, patience is the issue. When you see people and they call them idea of Allah and they say people, you think that they enjoy. No, they are patient and accepted what Allah has ordained on them and try to be good. Like Sheikh Ibn Yas, he said, Samaniya talqul wajhi gair muqaddarin aruhu wa abdu wa iman lan ukamada. All my time you see me smiling. I woke up and I end up my day all the time. I don't tighten my face. But let me tell you, Sheikh lost children in his lifetime, over 50. Over 50 of his children died in his own lifetime. Some of you probably lose only one child for the next 3 years. Anyway, you see, since that time I lost my child. No, be patient. Know that Allah is testing you. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً. Allah is going to test you with what is good, with what is evil. It doesn't mean when you see good that Allah loves you. No, Allah is testing you. It's the way you take it that will show that Allah loves you. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ مَظْهَرَ الْجَمَالِ لَا تَبْقَى وَرْدَى. When you see something good come to you, suddenly you are sitting down, you pass your exam, you have second class upper, you have first class, you get work. Don't be elated, it's a test from Allah. When suddenly you also sit down, or something comes that is very strong, but you cannot take, be pleased with it. Always, all of us forget. Whenever you say, Allah, you say, Jalla Jalaluhu. Jalla Jalaluhu, do you know the meaning? Jalla Jalaluhu, do you know the meaning? This is something that is astonishing and difficult to bear, showing the power of Allah. Therefore, the name of Allah is Zul Jalal wal Ikram, the one that is overwhelmingly powerful and can is striking and astonishing, and yet very generous, very calm, and very lenient, and very compassionate. It goes together, both Jalal and Jamal. Allah cannot say his Zul Jalal wal Ikram, and all the time he wants Ikram, Ikram, Ikram. There was the word, the name of Allah Jalal. Sometimes sickness will come to you. Sometimes death will come to you. Sometimes you will see abuse from people. But if you know it's from Allah, then you have patience. وَمَا يُلَقُوهَا إِلَّا لَيْنَا صَبَرُوا. And nobody will do that except somebody who has a big passion. What is the big passion he has? He has the Prophet. All the time he's seen the Prophet. How will the Prophet see me behave? Zuhazin Azim. You are not looking at how will people take what I'm doing. You are seeing how will the Prophet take what I'm doing. Because most of the time, what lead people astray? This person abused me. People should not say that they just abuse me and get away with it. You want to reply. You are in the public. You want to show that you are this. Forget about that public. Look at the Prophet. That is Ni'matul Uzma Limuqtanimi. That is the biggest favor that Allah can give you. To always see the Prophet in front of you wherever you are going. Follow the Prophet. إِذَا صَارَ خَيْرُ النَّاسِ سِبْتُ وَرَاءَهُ وَيَنْحَلَّ يَوْمًا فَالْمَسِيرُ فَإِنْتِ. Sheikh said, no, the Prophet is moving his footsteps, I'm behind him. I don't care. Don't say, no, I'm a full of person. You know, in our culture, which culture? I'm a very bad person. You know, in our culture, which culture? Your culture should be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely. Like Allah is going to tell us still in this surah, there are only two people. You have the Prophet and you have the non-Prophet. The people, others that are not the Prophet. وَمَا يَلَقِيهَا إِلَّا لَيْنَا صَبَرُوا وَمَا يَلَقِيهَا إِلَّا ذُحَازٍ عَزِيمٍ. May Allah give us the patience and may Allah give us the Prophet, and may we be able to put the Prophet in front of all our affairs all the time. That's when you come to Salah, you say, Allahumma, meena waiti salati kaza wa kaza, ittiba'an bi imamin. Who is that imam? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is not Salat al-Mustaqim. Who is Salat al-Mustaqim? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One of us lost his mother, so he needs prayer to Allah grant her soul eternal rest. And one of us too is also sick. May Allah grant him good health.
For the person who is sick, can we all recite one Fatiha and one Alam Nashraha? The Salafi Fatiha three times. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim, sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي انقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فانما العصر يسرا انما العصر يسرا واذا فرقت فاصرف والى ربك وارجف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح وما قلت الخاتم وما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العزيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح وما قلت الخاتم وما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العزيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح وما قلت الخاتم وما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العزيم. عزب الراس رب الناس اشفع انت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاءك لا يغادر سقما. عزب الراس رب الناس اشفع انت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاءك لا يغادر سقما. عزب الراس رب الناس اشفع انت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاءك لا يغادر سقما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح وما قلت الخاتم وما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراط المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العزيم. بس الصلاه والفاتحه الى الله 11 لان الفاتحه 10 for the dead person and all our dead brothers and sisters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim, sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahu as-samad, lam yalid walam yulad, lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Allahu as-samad, lam yalid walam yulad, lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد.
May Allah show us His mercy on her. May Allah forgive her sins. May Allah grant her paradise, and may Allah accept his her good work. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our Ramadan and accept our work in this Ramadan. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive our ulama. May Allah reward our sheikhs for us. May Allah reward the companions of the Prophet. May Allah reward the Prophet. May Allah bring health to our sick ones. May Allah bring prosperity to Nigeria. All those intending is Muslims with evil. May Allah destroy them. May Allah protect the Ummah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah protect the Ummah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah protect the Ummah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah bring the Muslims together in one place. May Allah strengthen the Muslim and strengthen Islam. May Allah destroy our enemies. Our brothers in Palestine, may Allah assist them. All those that are involved in assisting the Israelites against them, may Allah ruin them. May Allah punish them. May Allah weaken America. May Allah weaken the British people. May Allah weaken all those that are assisting the Israelites, Jihad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of them with all their weapons. May Allah make it to be of naught, Jihad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Fatiha Salatul Fatiha, Bismillah Rahman Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Sirata Al-Mustaqim, Sirata Alladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayri Al-Maghdubi Alayhim Wala Ad-Dallin, Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر المقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.